one of the names that everyone is familiar with, Lennox Lewis, the boxer, and now involved in the promoter department, joining us this afternoon. How you doing, Lennox?
I'm doing good.
You know, when you're an ex-boxer, I know athletes talk about things they miss in the game and things they don't miss. What do you miss about boxing, being an active fighter, and what don't you miss?
Well, I don't miss people trying to knock me out all the time.
I got that.
And what I do miss is just the excitement. I mean, just the fans cheering loud and, you know, that excitement of it, the glory. I live my glory and my time through other fighters, like, you know, Floyd Mayweather, when he fought the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought of myself in the ring doing the same thing and what it would be like.
Is there a moment in a fight or some point when, you know, as your career evolves that you first think, maybe it's time I got to think about getting out of it?
Well, for me it was easy because, you know, Muhammad Ali was my hero. And when I said, you know, I told everybody that, you know, he was my hero, everybody said, well, you know, do you think he stayed in the sport too long? And that really opened my eyes to, you know, retiring with some faculties and retiring on top.
Now, grassroots boxing, I know it's not what it was years ago when you entered it. I know this is something, this initiative that you're trying to bring back here. It's Friday, September 11th, the fight at Rico Coliseum. And it's being termed the most important boxing card in Canada over 30 years. And tell us why that is the case.
Well, you haven't had a world championship fight in over 30 years, and we're bringing it back. We're bringing back the excitement to boxing. We're bringing back the sexiness. We're bringing back the event, which Toronto misses and really needs. And, you know, we want everybody to be excited about boxing in Toronto. And, we realize we got two heavyweight boxing on the card. We've got Dylan Carman and Razor Ruddock, two of our own Canadians, boxing for the Canadian Heavyweight Championship. And they're going to be at the TFC game on the weekend, so everybody can actually see them. And, you know, they're excited about fighting in Toronto. And we just want to bring back boxing because, you know, this is a metropolis. It has all different sports, basketball, hockey, everything. Boxing's missing, so we're bringing it back.
I like the nickname, Superman takes on Kryptonite. Talk about those two boxers.
Yeah, Superman, you know, he's a knockout artist. Every punch he punches, he throws with the aim to knock you out. And Superman says, this time, you know, there's no Kryptonite that's going to beat him. And he's going to show the Toronto fans, because it's the first time he's boxed in Toronto. So he wants to show the Toronto fans he means what he says.
And we're talking about Stevenson against Carpensi and you know, big match that way. How do you go about trying to mention the Toronto Blue Jays? Of course, they're red hot now, but we talk about a lot of younger fans now glomming on to the Blue Jays that maybe weren't there a number of years ago. How do you go and try to, I guess, get new fans to boxing? What's the key?
Well, the key is making it available for them to see, making it available for them to come to the event, making it available for, you know, fathers taking their sons taking their uncles and fathers to a boxing match, and vice versa. You know, that's the excitement of it. If it's not around and they can't get to it to see it, you know, they won't be attracted to it. Now there's a big attraction, there's a big money attraction, there's a big glory attraction, and there's a lot of boxers in Canada that just want that opportunity to showcase their, you know, what they've learned.
Lennox Lewis joining Gord Stellick on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. There's other matches as well, some six bouts in total, and I take it from you that being a boxer, it's important to get the experience at the grassroots level, and that's what you're giving some valuable experience to some hopefully up-and-coming boxers.
Yeah, absolutely. We're creating a platform for them to actually show their skill and show the Canadian public that, you know, boxing is still here and it's alive and it's ready to go, and we just need support from everybody around. It's, you know, it's a sport that everybody has to be involved in building and making sure that it stays around. You know, this is a country where I actually got my tutelage from, you know, boxed on the Canadian team, boxed two Olympics, and, you know, last undisputed heavyweight champion. And I believe that there's a lot of other young kids that want to attain the same goals that I've achieved. and I want to set the platform for them.
Who helped? Who were mentors to Lennox Lewis in the boxing game early on?
Well, you know, like I said, Muhammad Ali, other heavyweights. I love Marvelous Marvin Hagler, Sugar Ray Leonard, Thomas Hitman Hearns. I loved all the middleweights because they all boxed differently, and there was such a competition between them. And, you know, I learned from each of them some valuable lessons. So it really took me into the professions and into my game.
You mentioned big names. Were you disappointed? I mean, the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight had a chance to really make some inroads and attract boxing fans, and that it proved to be such a dud?
Well, you know, it's different. It's if you look at boxing, especially that fight, that particular fight was really just a skillful fight where, you know, Pacquiao was coming from two weight classes, coming up to another weight class to box Floyd, and Floyd is the king of his weight class. And to me, you know, if you haven't boxed anybody like Floyd and you go in there for the first time, you're going to find some difficulty, which Pacquiao did find. You can never say boxing's dead because it really generated a lot of money for that fight, a lot of interest around the world. And, you know, same interest and money can be done in Canada as well. So, like I said, boxing's not dead. It's still alive. And, you know, this is a place where it's happy to be, and we're building it back up to where it's rightfully supposed to be.
Well, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you joining us. And again, we're talking Friday, September 11th, live at Rico Coliseum, the revival, the first world title fight in over 30 years in Toronto. Now, the meet and greet this afternoon at Hard Knocks Boxing Gym, are you going to be there?
Yes, I'm going to try and make it. I have a couple more interviews, but I'm going to try and make it.
Okay, that's at 1 o'clock this afternoon, Hard Knocks Boxing Gym at 442 Dufferin Street. Lennox, thanks very much for making time. Good luck with the night, okay?
All right, thanks, and make sure everybody comes out. Everybody's invited to come watch a great night of boxing. September 11th, Superman, Adonis Stevenson, Razor Ruddock, Dylan Carman.